Okay, I'm recording. That's what I called him. Is from his Future Hop album, right? He sent that to me like at the beginning of the year. And I felt cool. And then I didn't even get to write about it. Are y'all set? Hey everybody, this is Anthony from Game Music for All. I'm doing very well. So you change your name back to Mr. B, eh? At some point you said you were never changing back to Mr. B, didn't you? Never. Anti-sock is catchier. But that's got to be the worst segue ever on this show. Do it. She just like it's called being a showman, Chibi Ma. He's not gonna be like, yeah, my new album's crap. I haven't heard it yet. I think I already got the gist of it. I like how the only comment is whole milk and it just says what. Should have done something like world exclusive, but. All right. More like zombie, I got nothing. I was going to say something about how the zombie friends aren't our friends, since we're not playing them. So we started with Antisocial. Never. Okay, we'll play House the Great. Yes. Welcome back. You just heard the awesome, most amazing, awesome musician, guitarist ever. That was House the Great. And that was his song that I can't pronounce from Castlevania 3. That was La Hora Es Tarde. That was the best I can do. Well, you live in England, so... Speaking of crap, crap comes out of butts. Let's play the butt song again. That was a bit harsh. They shipped her out in parts. Next, you're just gonna repeat what she says. I'm Chibi Mom, look at me talk all dumb like. Spoken like a true Asian. Say what's in your heart. Chris the Rapper. They are quite awesome. That's they sing about endangered species. And they rap about it. The condor. Once the condor's back from the brink of extinction, they'll change their name to like Panda Crew. Once it's one step at a time for them. Yeah, like, we played them on, like, their first six episodes. It's smothering you like it's trying to kill you. And then when the alligators attack, you can't even run that fast. Then when there's a hurricane, and alligators are flying through windows, and oil's like there's fire flying through the sky because of the oil spill. Yes. Don't you read the news and then just make things up afterwards? And there's gonna be like flaming fire-breathing alligators now because of the oil spill. An alligator's gonna crash into like a gas station, take out like three blocks. I hope that's in the Michael. That should be in the next Michael Bay movie. That should be in like Transformers. Morgan Freeman is the voice of the alligator. I'll just they have fangs. And they're from the wrong side of the tracks. Well, we gotta talk about new games anyway. And who's going? Not you guys. Well, I have a... I wish we could have just put a Pac-Man... The sample of Pac-Man dying right there. Pop! That was the best I could do. So Chibi Ma's not gonna do the... She's not gonna try? To do the death noise on Pac-Man. Way to derail this podcast. Final Fantasy IX's been out for like 15 years. Well, anyway, it's all about fighting games apparently for E3, at least for me. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and new Mortal Kombat, which is going to be in 2D and awesome. It was pretty good. It was alright. It was okay. Like, no one... No. Well, I've been waiting for a good one ever since Mortal Kombat 2. Like, 1 was good, 2 was awesome, and then 3 was crap. 3 was totally crap. The run button. That was the dumbest thing ever. But the computer always did, and it always acted retarded. That's what happened to one of our friends in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Like, he got all pro, and then everyone hated him. That's what happens when you try, kids. The harder you try, the less friends you have. I only meant to hurt your feelings a little bit. I'm sorry, but the only way I can feel good about myself is making other people feel bad. Just how I was bored. Well, there's no news about it, but I'm excited. Remember? They showed it last year. It's the sequel to Shadow of the Colossus. Yes. That's the most peeved sound ever. And that concludes the Sony press conference. Ugh, like you hear like a whole crowd do it. People are writing it on letters and mailing them in. Yes, it was awesome. The one for the Wii? Oh man, I love that game. It was like the cutest game ever. I felt like a total girl playing it. Because there's a button where you hug the blob. And like when you hug, like when you squeeze him, he like gets all deformed. Like his head gets all big. And then like there's frogs in the background. Yeah, there's a hug button. No. He's the blob and you like him. You hug him. The game was great. Oh, also Muramasa, that game was great. If anyone played that for the Wii, which I think I was the only one. But it was brilliant. It was like a 2D side-scrolling action RPG, because like you fought normally, like a side-scrolling beat-em-up, right? But you leveled up and stuff. And you had like three swords. Three of them! And you kicked people's asses with them. So any game, I can't go back to games with one sword, or even two. Yes, that's what all the, that's like the biggest thing for the Nintendo conference that everyone's waiting to hear about. New Zelda. Also, I'm fingers crossed for a new Star Fox or F-Zero. Well, at least F-Zero has remained good. Star Fox has really dropped the ball. I'm not sure who did Command. I thought Nintendo did that one. But like some. But I know the one Assault they gave to Namco. Namco had no idea what they were doing. Do it yourself policy. I was just thinking about, because you know how the new Metroid that's coming out is by Team Ninja? And it's supposed to be all action-packed, like Ninja Gaiden and stuff? What if they gave it to, like, Kid Icarus? Imagine, like, a dark Kid Icarus action game. I'm on board. After this, we'll make an MP3 of this podcast and we're sending it to Nintendo. I can think about being a millionaire pretty soon. All right, so we get into some more songs. We would like. Good ninja. We have Metroid Fusion and Dream Harder. All right. I need to yawn really badly. Have we gotten any more tweets? Emails? No. I'm telling Neely to send us an email through AIM. Just aim it at me. It's whoring ourselves out for email. Yeah. Like, hey, can we be part of your crew now? Well, maybe Scrub Club will sign us. I think I post. Oh, yeah, I posted on there. Who? Huh? Who did? Really? Tell him he is nothing but lies. Well, Neely just sent us something. Yeah, he said, "Hello, Alvian. I was sitting here watching my favorite movie, Gremlins. What are your favorite movies and why?" I'm just gonna say I've never seen a movie. Improvise. What are we, savages? I was doing something. What was I doing? I'm just gonna post it into the chat window. Here we go. What if they're getting all our emails? Letters versus Numbers podcast. Man, that would suck. That would be depressing. I don't want to know that. Just some band. Just some. Really? They try so hard. They weren't gonna sue us. They're a MySpace band. What the hell was that? What was that bell? Oh, I thought you were like... Are we back yet? Is it one of those emails? This is his email? Woo! Yes. I don't really have favorite movies. Just a bunch of movies I see, and I don't have like the capacity to know what's a bad movie and what isn't. So they're all like kind of equal. What was the last movie I saw? Plague Dogs? That shit was just depressing. Plague Dogs. It's a cartoon about these dogs that, like, scientists researched on, and then they escape from the lab, and it's just depressing. I don't know. I don't know how they even made a whole cartoon about it, because it was just sad. That's not dark, but it's not very happy. I highly recommend it if you feel like not feeling too good about yourself. No, because then you'll just you kill yourself. That's a if you feel like you just your life is too nice right now, then watch the movie. That trailer might be my favorite movie. She's from Star Trek. Yeah. That she's a robot? Well, also, I just found out today that the person who plays Johnny Cage in the trailer was the motion capture person for Drake from Uncharted. It could be, though. Well, any Pixar movie is probably my favorite. Those are all pretty awesome. He's never been more offended. It's like he just kicked his mom out of a chair or something. It's a very religious state. Wanted to be a rebel about it. This movie is rated J for jetpacks. He's a very fickle moviegoer. Yeah, like all right, do we have any other letters or such? Did they email the right email? That wasn't a Star Fox quote. Oh. So are we finally getting Maw to know Star Fox quotes? I don't know how you could be a gamer without knowing Star Fox quotes. You were deaf until you were 18. Hey, I'm not the one who said I didn't remember. But I... I don't remember either. Oh, man. Yes, I thought we were supposed to be reviving that game. We're doing a new... What we need to do is have a new remix project all about Mystical Ninja 64. Me neither. One. Play butts. I thought that was just like a rapper thing, you know? Like, testing. 1, 2, 3, I'm Mr. B. And then you start the song. I just imagine them sending you a Word document and all it is the word butts in like 48 point font. Underlined. All this spam is about Viagra. Maybe. I know I want one. We've been getting this really strange spam lately that yells at us. Yeah, like this one, like, you really got a lot of nerve. I was like, man, I'm sorry. I wanted to email him back. Let me find it. This one's called RE Breakup. It says, you really got the guts to break up with me over email, bitch? Tell you what. Like, and they say, like, they, like, emailed some video or something to, you, like, your family or something. So it tries to make you, like, click on this link. I guess to get, like, spyware or something on your computer. But it's funny because of the email, like, they're just, like, they have, like, a list of emails, right? So they send it to everyone, and they don't even, like, CC it or anything, so you can see everyone else's emails. So, like, they're yelling at you, but to, like, 800 people. It's gotta mean something. You don't want to get ridiculous. I like the way you think. Oh, let's not get crazy now. Like the actual butts or the song butts. I do not apologize for your fat butt. I think that's a good note to end on. Oh, that's our next button for next Nerdapalooza. We are LVN and we do not apologize for your fat butt. I shouldn't have played to that all-girl college. That was a nice design. I still have a bunch of those buttons. Those are like the hardest ones to get rid of. Because no one gets it. Yeah.
Indeed.
Is that your card? Like your gardening card? I treat your garden like a vagina. All right. All right. Well, speaking of vaginas, you know what looks like vaginas? Metroids, maybe. If you look at it the right way. Well, okay, anyway, about Metroid, of course people have played Metroid Fusion on the Game Boy Advance and Metroid Metal, the awesome band who's played at a couple PAX shows and is totally the best Metroid cover band ever. They did their first rendition of a Metroid Fusion song for the first time in like their 6-year history. So this is that song, and it is awesome. We have a new one? Oh, yeah. That'll be our catchphrase, rambling. It's a new catchphrase for a more pessimistic, uncaring culture. I like it. Keep Bish Bash Bosh or the new one? That too. That's my new techno band. We're gonna play a song for my techno band next time, and we're called Ion Dick. That's why I'm not in charge of this, the catchphrases. Bye. I hate everything. That's my new catchphrase.
Me too.